From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Today is International Men's Day. Like we need a day. Isn't every day? This day was put together in 1999 to basically bring awareness to men's health more than anything.
Prostate.
Well, I think that's part of it. Yeah.
Clean those pipes.
Clean those pipes. I don't even think we want to go there. It's also World Toilet Day today. So speaking of cleaning the pipes.
Well, those two. Well, no, cleaning the pipes I meant by something else. So it's a family show. But men and
so
toilets.
Bad. You know what?
Thrones.
Thrones. And there seems to be a little issue with men and using toilets, whereas men need to learn how to clean toilets, from what I understand.
So. My man knows how to clean a toilet. He cleans a mean toilet. He
does. You are damn lucky, woman.
I am, and I know it.
Lucky. All right, it's time for the news. Happy International Men's Day and World Toilet Day today.
If I had known that, I probably would have decorated the bathroom and put, like, you know, this crown above the toilet. Fresh choice of reading material.
Still early.
Sanitizing
Still
wipes
early.
For his phone.
There you go. Still early.
Maybe a royal robe. Fresh stock of toilet paper.
Okay. All right. What's going on?
Someone needs to tell Justin Bieber about inappropriate Instagram posts.
What?
Now that he's a married man.
It's being inappropriate?
Just a little too flirty.
Oh, flirty.
Yes. Hailey Baldwin.
Yeah.
Mrs. Bieber.
Mrs. Bieber.
She's changed her name to Bieber.
Well, okay.
Who would want to change her name to Bieber?
Well, when your husband's Justin Bieber, hello.
Yeah, I guess so.
Come on now.
Ka-ching.
Yeah.
Newlywed couple can't stop gushing over one another.
Oh, gushing.
They don't care who knows it.
No.
So last week, Hailey posted
Get a room, you two.
They
Get
got
a room.
One. They got any
they
room
do.
They want,
yeah, that's true,
really.
They do. Yeah.
Last week, Hailey posted a modeling shot of herself rocking some black latex pants, heels, and an oversized black puffer coat.
Oh, boy.
So seeing the post, her new husband, he had to leave a few flirty comments. You're just too much. You are. You're just too much, Justin wrote. You turn me on.
Well, first off, you turn me on.
Wife.
You said she was in a coat, in a puffer coat. So that's sexy. Oh,
maybe
boy.
It's the black latex pants and
sexy
heels.
Sexy like a coat. But somebody should get to Justin and go, you know what? You're an old married man now, so just knock it off. nobody wants to hear that crap anymore.
They're still humpy mooning.
Humpy mooning. I'm going to write that down. Never heard
humpy
that
Humpy mooning.
Humpy mooning.
Hey, is Meghan Markle receiving the ire of the queen?
The ire? No. What?
Yeah, some of her wardrobe choices have been a bit questionable.
I think this is very
star.
Yeah, very
National Enquirer.
You know, let's make a spectacle.
In all fairness to the queen,
else. Yeah,
there was one fashion. There's only been one fashion choice that I really questioned,
which is
she had on this beautiful navy blue dress.
Yeah,
and heels.
The queen. We're talking about the queen.
No,
oh, Meghan.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
It's a really pretty dress. It looks like it had. Like, it almost looked like ribbons going down. Mm-hmm. It flowed beautiful. Now, when it spread a little bit, when the fabric like opened up a little bit on the skirt, it was all see-through. It was actually a sheer skirt.
Pretty sure the queen wasn't too happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the onesie type of, I thought.
A little cringe.
A little, I cringed on
a little
that
cringeworthy.
One.
Cringeworthy. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Like, did someone forget her slip?
You know, she's with child, doggone it. She's a royal,
yes.
And she's with child. She should, you know,
it looked like it had
dress
these
accordingly.
Blue lines going down. Or it looks like, it all looked like one skirt if it was just, you're just standing there.
Mm-hmm.
But when the fabric opens a little bit, when it, like the wind blows or you move, it's like these stripes going down, and the fabric in between the long blue stripes was sheer. Unless someone messed with the photo,
which is highly possible.
So,
have you seen Catherine McPhee's Christmas card yet? Yeah, it's all Photoshop. But anyway, but I digress.
I actually didn't, but I heard about it.
Yeah.
But maybe it's the Daily Mail. I don't know. You know, these wonderful
things.
Well,
yeah, sure.
But
sure.
They're reporting that Meghan may be striking back at raised eyebrows by the Queen.
Striking back. Yes. I will be defiant, old lady. That's just the way it goes, okay? I'm not carrying the future king of England, so who cares? Who gives a rat's, right? I will wear what I want to wear. She's covered.
According to a source from the fashion teams.
The fashion teams.
Visited Kensington Palace.
Oh, God, they have fashion teams. Great.
Meghan is being told she needs to start dressing less like a Hollywood star and more like a royal.
Uh-oh. Okay. Yes. All right. I wonder what Harry has to say about all this. I can imagine that Harry's just going like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he probably thinks she's hot.
Well, of course he thinks she's hot.
He married her. Well, reportedly, this is a direct result of the Queen, who's said to have raised eyebrows at Meghan's fashion choices.
Yeah.
Which include wearing black when no one is in mourning.
That's a thing?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Evidently. Showing off some leg and not wearing hats when she's supposed to.
Not wearing hats. You said she was showing off some leg in that one. Wow.
Well, she was showing off all her legs.
It's not. Yeah. I don't know.
And she had on her onesie, the granny panty thingy.
She's dressed.
Well, that one dress was a little over the top.
Oh, okay. Yes. Sorry. A little over the top. Now, it's been burned.
And you know, when you've got to wear a hat, when you're supposed to wear a hat, you better be wearing a hat, girl.
Well, that part of it is like, come on. Can't they change some of this stuff?
Meanwhile, there's
more.
Meghan wore pantyhose to an event to placate the Queen's taste in leg wear.
She wore pantyhose. Do you know who wouldn't give a rat's creepers about this? Halle Berry. Halle Berry would not care about dressing properly for the Queen.
Hashtag Halle Berry. I bet she would.
We got that in there. That's good.
I bet if Prince Harry had married Halle Berry.
Harry Berry.
I bet she would have.
Look,
you know,
the humpy moon. The humpy moon, in your words, is over for Meghan and Harry. So the humpy moon's over. She better start toeing the line when it comes to her wardrobe, her couture.
Her couture, according to the fashion teams.
Put on those pantyhose, Meghan. All right, we're out of here. Back again tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.